This parsha, Parshas Korach, Beit Tfilah, Tovshin Ein Dalet, is the parsha of Machlokes. The pasuk says, "No kashas yet. No kashas. I just said the word Machlokes." So I wanted to learn the sugya a bit of. Is any problem in making a machlokes? Well, says the pasuk in Perek Yud Zayin, pasuk hey, Zichrein Bnei Yisrael. Perek Yud Zayin, pasuk hey, referring to when Yeshua was, Elazar was commanded to take the machtos of all the 250 people and make them into tzipur hamizbeach. Why use them for tzipur hamizbeach? Says the Gemara, says the Mishnah, says the pasuk, Zichrei nebnei Yisrael, leman ashalo yikrab ish zar, ashalo mizer aroin, hu lahaktir k'toyres efnei Hashem. Should be a memory for the people, zar should not come and do and bring Torahs. The loyek koirach chadosai kashadiber Hashem biyad Moshe loy, and not to be like Koirach. Says the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Kuf Yud Amud Aleph. Vayokom Moshe vayelech el dosan vaviram. Moshe got up to go to dosan vaviram. Amar Shlokish, mikan she'ein machzikin b'machlokes. Mustn't let a machlekes continue. Gotta do what you can to stop it. So Moshe Rabbeinu himself went to Dosan Vaviram to try and prevent it. Was unsuccessful. Continues the Gemara to Amar Rav, Kol amachzik b'machlekes over b'lav. Why did Moshe do this? Because Rav said, whoever holds a machlekes over b'lav shenemar v'lo yek koirach v'chadosay. It's allowed to be machzik b'machlekes. Avashi Omar, Roy leads Tara. Person's machzik b'machlokes should deserve Tsaras. Ksiv Ocha, Biyad Moshe Loi. Ksiv Osam, Vayom Hashem Loi. Oy Dave Yotcha Bechikecha. Like there, you got Tsaras. Here as well, you get Tsaras. So we've learned a Mefurish Apostle, where the Gemara tells us, person's machzik b'machlokes is over on the lab of Eloye Kekoyach v'chadosei. So let's go, Mefurish Alav, Mefurish Gemara, Mefurish Pasuk. Let's go and visit the various Moina mitzvahs and see if this is included. So if you open the Rambam, the Yad HaChazaka, you can look and look and look and look, you will not find anything to do with the Alav of Korach v'Chadosai. It's not there. It's a Pasuk. It's a Gemara, it's not in the Rambam. Why not? I double checked, I entered my Bar Ilan, I did Rambam, I learned Kukurach v'chadosai, it's not there. Nishdo, in the Rambam, Sefer, in the Yad HaChazaka, it does not appear. Why not? So we have to take a look in the Rambam, in Sefer Mitzvahs. And there the Rambam in Sefer Mitzvot in Loi Taseh Mem Hei and in Shoresh Hashmini says the Rambam, this lav of Loi Kekorach V'Chadosai is not a lav, it's a hafchadah. It's just there to frighten you. The Rambam explains more clearly, it's not a lav, it's a shlila. It's telling you what will not be. We will never have again a situation like Korach v'Chadosai. It's not a prohibition, don't be like Korach. Rather, it's telling you, it's never going to happen again. Meaning, if you will start up a machlekes, don't think that what happened to you will be like what happened to Korach, which is that the earth will open up and you fall inside. V'lo yek Korach v'Chadosai.
which means you're encouraging machlokes.
Not encouraging, telling
a tightness.
What do you mean, tightness?
In other words, people shouldn't just be shotek. If they have a problem, they should come out and say it and then work it out.
Okay, we'll see how the resolution is ready. We're just learning the sukkah now. What the Rambam says. So what the pasuk is saying, it's not a prohibition. Don't be like Korach. Rather, it's telling you, if you be like Korach, don't expect to get the same result as Korach, because the earth will not open up its mouth again. What will happen? Saras. Because we learned, as the pasuk said, "Kasher diber Hashem biad Moshe loy," get saras. Therefore, it's not a love. What about the Gemara? The Gemara says, "Kol amachzik b'machlekes over b'lav she'nemar v'loy k'korach v'chadosai." That's an asmachta. The Rambam says. Therefore, it's not in the Yad Chazaka. There's no love of Leikur Kerach Vardos in Yad Chazaka. Rambam Shitase holds not a love. The Ramban on the spot on Sefer Mitzvahs argues twice in Shur Shashmini, and the Ramban has a list of Shichachas Alavim Sheshochach Harav, inverted commas. He has a list of the Lavim which the Rav forgot. Didn't forget, but the Ramban holds this should be a lav. The Ramban indeed counts as a leita aser lo yekukerach v'chadosai. But it's a lav. But says the Ramban, what is the lav of lo yekukerach v'chadosai? It's to do with the beginning of the pasuk. What was the beginning of the pasuk? Zichrei nebnei Yisrael. Leman asher lo yikrav izar asher lo mitzer aroin hu lehakti Torah sefnei Hashem. We don't azar to bring Torah. V'lo yikrav v'chadosai. Zok the Ramban, it's a lav, but what's the lav going on? It's going on a person who's choylik on the kahuna. If you're choylik on the kahuna, which is what Korach was doing, that is a lav. If me and you want to have an argument, I wouldn't say kazunta hate. That's not allowed in the Torah. We could argue from today to tomorrow as long as we're not arguing about kuna. As long as I don't, I'm a Yisrael. If I came and said, "Oh, I want to be the Kohen," that would be, I'll be open the lab. But if I'm arguing about something else, then there's no lab. What about the Gemara? The Gemara says, what about the Gemara? Says the Ramban, asmachta. So therefore, according to the Ramban, it's not a lav at all. It's a shlila. You will not be like Korach. According to the Ramban, it is a lav, but only people fight for the kuna. And the Gemara is an asmachta. The Smag, the Sefer Mitzvahs Gadol, and Rabbeinu Yonah and Shari Tshuva, they do count Lo Yekekorach V'Chadosai as a lav deraisa for Lachzik V'Machlekes.
Outside the Kohuna also.
Outside the Kohuna, irrelevant of Kohuna. Any Machlekes, V'Machzik V'Machlekes, is a lav Deilon Negmor Kepshutai. It's a lav Ma Toira. Now, comes the Chofetz Chaim in the Shmiras Haloshon, Perek Tesvav, and he comes with the Chiddush. And he says the following. What happens, the rule is, this is the given rule. A person makes a shvua. I swear I will have bread. The shvua d'oraisa, I have to have the bread. What happens to a person who makes a shvua to do a mitzvah? So, David HaMelech said, Nishbati v'kayima l'shvua mishpatei tzidkecha. You can make a shvua to keep a mitzvah. What happens if I make a shvua to do an avera? I swear that I'll be Machal Shabbos. That's not Chal. You can't be Chal. A shvur, it's called a shvur shov. You cannot make a shvur to do an avera. It's called a shvur shov. These are given things. This is accepted thing. Okay. So if I make a shvur, I'll eat chazir. Then it's called a shvur shov. I get malchus. Says Chofetz Chaim, what happens if I make a shvur to make a machlekes? Where's he coming from? Because what happens is, it happened with Korach, as we're going to see very soon, that when you start a machlekes, you try and bring people to your side. The Balaam Chalikas will always try and get the masses. He wants people to help him, his shul and that shul and his neighbors, they'll be on his side to help for his campaign. But he's afraid they might back out. So he makes a union. Then the gangsters also have these shvuas where they swear, what's the
allegiance
to my cause. So why does he make a shvua to be starved to the machlekas? Is that a real shvua or not?
Depends on whether it's a leaven.
Oh, very good. What?
So
it depends if it's a lav d'oraisa. We were speaking before. What is the lav of lo yekakorech lecha adosai? So the chur, it depends. According to the Rambam, that's just an asmachta, there's no such a lav. So it should be chal. Shvua is chal. According to the Ramban, it's a lav deraita for choyrik on the kuhuna. But to make stam, a machlekes is a rabbonon, should be chal. According to Shai Tshuva, then it's a lav deraita. It's not chal. It's a shvua shav. That's what should be. Says the Chofetz Chaim Achidosh. He says, Korav Adova Loimar, that everyone will agree that's a shvua shav. Even the Rambam, everyone else will agree that's a shvua shav, even though there's no such lav in the Torah. He says, I'll read Loshon. Kevin says, Kama psukim ba Torah, de meramzim al ovan machlekas. There's a various psukim in the Torah that show the sin of machlekas. So therefore it's called Nishba al-Batel as a mitzvah. It's called, therefore, even they will agree, it's called a Shvua al-Batel as a mitzvah. There's no explicit lab prohibition. It doesn't say in Torah, don't make a machlekes.
What's a machlekes here?
We haven't defined machlekes, no. The Chofetz Chaim, you find in Shmiras HaLashon, Peret Ezvav in Nago, he has a note, a footnote that he wrote himself. Therefore he says, Kula Alma will agree, even the ones who say it's not a lab deraisa, but still a deraisa. Because we see the Torah says the Kama Psukim that show how bad Machlekes is.
It's a meta principle to the Chofetz Chaim. A meta principle. It's one of the Yesoides of the Torah. That's what you're saying.
You said the
Kama
Psukim.
No specific
Kama. Right, it's not a lav per se, but it's still deraisa. And therefore, the Shvua will not be Chal. And here Rabbi Sai, so based on what we just learned, let's read the Gemara in Sanhedrin. The Gemara in Sanhedrin talks about that Chochmas Noshim Bonsa Besa Zu Ishtoi Shel Oyin Ben Peles. Oyin Ben Peles, you see, he's mentioned as one of the beginning of the campaign, of Korach's campaign. You have Korach, and you have Dosam Aviram, and you have Oyin Ben Peles. Afterwards, he disappears. Later on, as the Machlekes comes through, we meet Korach, we meet Dosam Aviram, we meet 250 people, we don't meet Oyin Ben Peles anymore. What happened? What happened to him?
His wife told him.
Oh, the Gemara says a story with his wife saved him. Chochmas Noshim Bonsa Besa. His wife saved his life. What happened? Says the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Kuf Tes Amud Beis. Omar Rav, Oyin Ben Peles Ishtoi Hetzilosei. His wife saved him. Omale, my nafkaloch mino, what are you getting out of this? Ima Rabba, if Korach will be the rabba, he'll take the position which he wants. So, and Talmida, you'll still be a Talmid. Imara Baran Talmida. What's your gain out of this? Why are you taking part in this? So, Omar Lo, my Ovid, Havi Beitza, I was together in the plot. Mishtaboy Li Badai, I made a Shavua. I can't back out. I made a Shavua. So she says, I know that everyone's holy, that I'll save you. So what did she do? She gave him to drink, and he fell asleep after through the wine. And then she stood by the door and she was combing her hair. So when they came, they were Bali Machlekas, but they came. So therefore they saw her combing her hair, they backed out. They came to call him. So they went away. Why did she do both things? Why was it not enough that she's just combed her hair? If anyway, they can't come in. What was the point of putting him to sleep? Because he would have called them. They could have called from outside. They were calling from outside. He was drunk. He couldn't hear. They came inside to bring him. She stopped them. And that's how he got saved.
In other words, he doesn't wait for the shvuah?
Right. He wasn't. She saved life. Right. Wasn't. But the shaila is, we just learned that if you make a shvuah to make a machlekes, it's called nishba lavor mitzvahs. Like swearing to eat chazir. It's not a shvuah. It's a shvuah shor. So what's the whole story over here with the yayin? The whole story, and she saved his life. We just learned that kula alamaydu, that it's called a shvuah levatel is a mitzvah. Not only according to the Rambam and the Ramban, not according to Rabbein Yonah and the Smag, but even according to everyone else.
Didn't hold like the Chofetz Chaim.
Why not? And Rabbi Tzai, and this is the frightening teretz. You know what the teretz is? Because when you're involved in the machlekes, you are convinced this is a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah to get that guy. It's a mitzvah to speak Lashon Hara about that one, my foe. He's a moshchus. Gotta keep away from him. I'm gonna write Pachkevi, I'm gonna write signs all about him. Plaster the whole town with signs against him. Why? Because it's a mitzvah. That's how Baruch Hu feels. He feels it's a mitzvah. That's how dangerous how dangerous it could be. Therefore, he felt it's a binding shvuah.
Oh, so his wife didn't convince him he was wrong. His wife simply stopped him from.
So what are you gaining? Right, so he agreed to part, but he still felt the shvuah was binding.
But did she know the halacha that it was a shvuah shav? That he wasn't.
It doesn't matter, but he felt it was a real shvuah. He felt that she thought it was a real shvuah. So she had to help him get out of his shvuah.
Did they know this din of machlokes at that time, or did they learn the din of machlokes because of this?
Oh, so nice. You're saying a good tarot is saying maybe all this came out after the whole story. That also could be a very good tarot. The Mishnah says in others, Parakei, Pasuk Yud Zayin, Kol Machlokes Shi L'Shem Shomayim, Soifu L'Iskayim. V'She'ein L'Shem Shomayim, Ein Soifu L'Iskayim. A Machlokes that's for the sake of heaven will stay, will stand. A Machlokes that's not L'Shem Shomayim will not stand. Explains the Mishnah, Eidi Machlokes Shi L'Shem Shomayim, Zumachlekes Hillel v'Shamayim. That's an example of L'Shem Shomayim. V'she'en L'Shem Shomayim. Zumachlekes Koyrach v'chol Adosai. V'chol Adosai. Koyrach and his group. The question is, the two extremes in this Mishnah. You have one hand, Machlokes Hashem Shomayim is Hillel v'Shamayim, versus of Karach v'chadosai. But we have a steer from Reisha to Seifa. Because if you tell me Machalik v'shem Shemaim is Hillel v'shamai, means anything less than that, once you know you're not a Rasha like Karach, so you're not the dog of Hillel v'shamai. So mashma, that's Eino Hashem Shamayim. And when I tell you what Eino Hashem Shamayim is, Korach v'chadosai, that implies if you're not Korach v'chadosai, but you're also not Hillel v'shamai, that would be called Yes Hashem Shamayim. There's a big gray area in this Mishnah. This Mishnah should tell us, Mishnah should have said, Eino Hashem Shamayim is Korach v'chadosai. So therefore anything more than that will be L'shem Shamayim if it's included. This is a big grey area in this Mishnah. Says the Yaivetz, you know why? Because there's no grey area. Everyone thinks that L'shem Shamayim. Everyone's convinced that Hashem Shamayim. It's Hashem Shamayim, that neighbor. I can't stand him. He built out that speaking to me. So Hashem Shamayim, I'm going to destroy him. Right? So, what's special about Hillel v'Shamai? The Gemara of Onos. What's unique about Hillel v'Shamai? It's a guideline. The Gemara says in Yevamos, Yudalad Amud Beis, Toshma, Afal pi shenechleku beis Shammai beis Hillel, there are tremendous machlekes in Betzoros. Betzoros means there's a mitzvah of Yibum, and so if your Yibum is with your brother's wife, but what happens if your brother's wife is married to an erva to you? For example, your brother's wife is your daughter, right? Her uncle, she married her uncle, that's permitted. So obviously you can't do Yibum to her. But why am to her tzara? Your brother, two wives. So the brother died. Obviously your daughter is not, can't do Yibum to her. But the other wife, the tzara, should you do Yibum to her? Beis Shammai holds it's a mitzvah. Of course, there's a mitzvah that I to do Yibum to her.
Yibum for both wives.
Sorry?
No.
No, you only do to one. One wife of the past deceased brother. The one wife of his. Obviously you can't choose your own daughter because she's an erva to you. But you could say Beis Shammai, you must take the other wife. Do Yibum to her. That's Beis Shammai. And Beis Hillel holds it's a tzaras erva and your potter. And since your potter, she's an erva, you can't marry your brother's wife. It's called Eish HaSach. Tremendous machlekes. Where according to Beis Hillel, if you do Yibum, the child will be a mamzer. The child's a mamzer because a child of a chayvei kares relationship is a mamzer. And according to Beis Shammai, you're doing the biggest mitzvah in the world. Very extreme situation. So even though they're arguing about tzorais, achayos, various cases, get yoshon, very many, many cases, still lo nimnu Beis Shammai milisa nashim in Beis Hillel, they wouldn't prevent themselves from marrying with each other. Beis Shammai would marry girls from Beis Hillel, or Beis Hillel Beis Shammai, they would still marry with each other. What do you mean, how can I marry? Which means she's a mamzer for me. How can I marry her? When in Beis Hillel, Shammai's offspring from the Tzoras Erev is a mamzer. So the mom, they would speak to each other. Say, look, I'm Beis Hillel, Nick. I don't eat gebrochs. You know, I want to come to your house. So you see, if you told me, you could tell me, we eat gebrochs, but this for you, this is chametz, but for you, this is kosher. This, I'm telling you, this pot is kosher. So fine, I'll eat by you. So Beis Shammai, the Beis Hillel Shatron phone up Beis Shammai and say, here we have a wonderful bocher. Beis Hillel, Nick, do you have a nice girl from Beis Shammai? But make sure that the Shita Sein is not a mamzer. So that would speak it out. We hold this girl is not for you. We hold she's fine, but for you it's a mamzer. For you she's a mamzer. and they would marry into each other. How's that? L'kayim ha-shenemar ha-emes va-sholoim ohevu. There was emes and there was sholoim.
They did not refuse to see each other and break up
the relationship. They had the machlekes. Each one had their shitza and held what they held. Ad ha-soif. But it didn't stop other things which are not related. We could still marry with each other and eat with each other. V'chule. Therefore, says the Yavet, this is what the Mishnah is telling you. Kol machlekes shi l'shem shamayim is soif l'eskayim. But what is the machlekes l'shem shamayim? All machlekes l'shem shamayim. Everyone's convinced they're doing a mitzvah. It's the biggest mitzvah in the world to say Lashon Hara about to fight that guy. He's such a terrible person. So, you know what? Eizim Achayiz Hashem Shamayim. Kehilel v'shamayim. This is how you're going to test yourself out. You hold he's a mushus 100%. You hold he's wrong 100%. That's fine. But how are you on other points which are unrelated, can you stand the guy? Do you get on with the guy?
You respect him.
So if the answer is no, I hate the guy, that's not a machlekes l'shem shamayim. Ain't safe for this guy. If the answer is yes, I have a big issue on this point, and I really disagree with him very strongly. I have to say, I hold him filthy wrong, and I argue with him. I make a machlekes with him, but we're fine. I say shalom aleichem to him shul. I wish him mazel tov. I'll help him in any other way. It means it's emes shalom aleichem. That's a machlekes l'shem shamayim. That's fine. That's like hilul v'shamayim. I also argued. Many times, but that's called the Shem Shamayim. But if the answer is I can't stand the guy, if I see him, I walk to the other side of the street, then you should know that is not Machlekes Shem Shamayim. That's not like Hillel v'Shamayim.
So that means the Machlekes continues, even though there's. On the other hand, it doesn't do any further damage.
Right. It doesn't extend to things which are unrelated to the Machlekes. That is. Litmus test, right? That's your test. How you can test yourself out. See where, how true is your machlekes. Ha'emes v'ashalom o'evu.
Where was that Mishnah?
Mishnah is in Ovos Perek Hei, Mishnah Yud Zayin.
In such a case, do they keep discussing the machlokas, or do they just kind of know the machlokas is there and they leave it and they don't continue to confront each other?
I mean, if there's a purpose in discussing, if we still have a new idea to tell you about, and a new raya, so we'll continue to discuss. But if there's, I said what I have to say and you heard what I say, you think differently, there's no point in continuing. The Chazonish has a few letters with Chazonish where people have responded to him, and he says, "En darki to answer," because he says, "things which cannot be proven." There's certain things, the way you learn the sugya, the shas, gives you a certain understanding. So he says, "En darki b'machlekes." You don't agree with me, fine. I don't want to continue to discuss it with you. He explains because there's no purpose. The Chazon Ish learned his Torah in a certain way, and he has his look and his take on something. So, you know, either you take it, you leave it. There's no purpose. It's not a black and white. You know, 1 and 1 equals 3. We could argue about. For some things, it's Hargosha Saleh, but we can't argue about it. So there'll be no purpose to continue such an argument. In this week's parsha, in Perek Zayin, Pasuk Tezvov, says, "Vayichal Moshe Moed." Moshe got upset. Vayomer Hashem, Loi chamor echad mehem nosasi. I didn't take from them anything, even a chamor. Even when I came from Midian to Mitzrayim, I was coming for them. I could have charge them for my expenses. I didn't even take a chamor from them. That's what Moshe Rabbeinu says. In this week's Haftorah, the Haftorah of Korach, where Shmuel speaks to the people, and he says, "Hineni onu bi neged Hashem." Whoever wants, whoever can respond, responds. Et shor mi lokachti v'chamor mi lokachti. Whose shor did I take? Whose chamor did I take? Oh, whoever says I, whoever thinks I took something, let's speak up. So, in the city of Slonim, there was a big machlekes between the butchers and the rabbonim and the rav. There was a big machlekes about something. So Rabbi Yudav Leib Fine, the rav, gathered all the people to the shul, and he asked the question: why is it by Moshe Rabbeinu he made the statement, "Lei chamor echad nasasi"? I didn't take anyone's chamor. Why is it by Shmuel offers the question to the people, whose chamor did I take? Whoever's chamor, please speak up. He gave it to them to answer. So what's the difference? Why is it Moshe didn't? Moshe made a statement, a blanket statement, and Shmuel challenged the people. Why didn't he offer to the people? It wasn't as a question. Why? So the answer is because Shmuel was speaking not the Shas Machlekes. People were calm and logical. He could definitely challenge the people. Moshe was speaking the Shas Machlekes. The Shas Machlekes, you cannot challenge the people because someone will say, "Yeah, you took my chamor." The Musa Haskell, the Shas Machlekes, people do everything. People will lose their logic. Therefore said the Rav, "Now Shas Machlekes, I'm not leaving this decision to you. I'm making the decision. If not the Shas Machlekes, we could speak, I can explain, ask your opinion. But now the Shas Machlekes, decisions are made by the Rav, and that's it." But anyway, it's a Musa Haskell, you know, people when you have an argument with someone, so if things are calm, you could speak to them logically and get a logical answer. But Bashas Machlekes, people go turn illogical. So you should know, don't expect to get logical answers to Bashas Machlekes. Rashi brings Mara Korach Leshtuzde. Korach Pikeach Hoya. Mara Leshtuzde. Korach was a very wise man. What did he do this for? Wage war against Moshe Rabbeinu, Aaron, Akoyan. So Rashi brings the Chazal that he saw B'nevuah that Shmuel is going to be his descendant, and Shmuel is equal to Moshe and Aaron together. He saw Chodarad Mishmarais U'ul Misnabim Ruach HaKodesh. So he saw how I have such greatness. So that gave him the confidence to stand up against Moshe Rabbeinu. His mistake was they came from his children. That was his mistake. Says the Stipler, a Gewaldiger horror. Yeshoin Dar Hashem, Sadikim Yelchubam, Roshoim Yekoshkubam. You know, Hashem gives you situations where you could use the situation to grow from, or to destroy. You could grow or destroy yourself. Korach had this vision. He knew how great his descendants would be. He could have used it. He could have gone the other way. He could have said, "I mean, what am I fighting about? That Elitzofen, that he wanted to be appointed to be leader of the Kahos. The Katan alai." Me, I'm so choshuv. I have the Shmuel Novi, who's equal to Moshe and Aaron. I have Chovdalad Mishmara, is the Ugami Misnabe Ruach HaKodesh. I don't need this child's play. That's what he could have used it for. The Tzadikim Yelchubam, Hashem gives you information. You could have used it to the right way. Instead, he went the other way. He said, "Oh, I'm so powerful, I'm going to fight Moshe Rabbeinu." Teenagers, they have a big Yetzer Hara to hitchhike.
The teenagers like hitchhiking. They enjoy it.
What?
Teenagers, they enjoy hitchhiking. It's a thrill for them. So I spoke to a teenager this week. I said, no. What do they say now in your yeshiva? And you heard what happened, the kidnapping? No. Did you get the message? Says Price. What do they say? He said, what do they say? They say, now is the best time to hitchhike. I said, what? Now is the best time. He says, why? Because now everyone will stop for you.
Everyone might?
Everyone will stop for you now. They don't want to leave you on the streets because you get kidnapped. So now everyone will pick you up. This is not a fun fakir. I was trying to say, no, you see, it's a dangerous thing. He says, no, now is the best time to hitchhike.
Also true. Also true.
So this is Yisharim Darak Hashem. So we have to be careful not to twist things the wrong way. One second. Last point. Why wasn't Korach appointed? Why wasn't he taken for the position? He was upset that Yisofon was chosen. Taka, why wasn't Korach chosen? Do you know what gives us the answer? Where would you find the answer to the question? Why wasn't Korach chosen? Who can give us the answer? Do you know? Korach himself. If you see a guy who goes nuclear, on what for position? See, Taka, not right. He's a dangerous guy. Yeah. The guy made a whole war against Moshe Rabbeinu, so some people were killed. See, Taka, he's the dangerous guy. His covers are so strong that he's dangerous. He goes nuclear. I have a daughter in the school. She was in Kita Gimel. And she tells me one day, they were playing in the playground, and outside the gate came a man who was very angry that his daughter was not accepted to the school. He was very angry. So he brought his tefillin and he threw it on the floor.
What?
His tefillin.
How did that help?
I don't know, it didn't help.
No, but it just
this in front of little girls.
Should not have been accepted. He just didn't make this mistake in the world. Okay.
See, this is in front of little girls in Kita Gimel, and they see this man coming making press, shouting and cursing, and taking his tefillin and throwing on the floor.
How did your daughter know the reason that he did this? It doesn't make a difference.
So I told her. So you know, that person has proved how the school is right not accepting.
Right.
A person who throws his tefillin on the floor is not right to be in the Beis Yaakov school. Shkoyach, have a good Shabbos. Thank you very much.
Shkoyach.
Please.